Welcome to the Wheel With It podcast with your host, Devin. At Wheel With It, we are dedicated to exploring DEI issues in a fair, balanced, and fun way. Let's get into the episode.
Hey guys, before we get into the podcast today, I just wanted to give you a quick warning that the science we're going to talk about this episode, it hasn't really been proven. You can feel free to agree or disagree with it. Just don't take it as medical advice or mental health advice. Go to your doctor for that. I just wanted to give a quick warning before we get into the episode. Go to your doctor for all medical and mental health advice. And I'm not saying I agree with this either. You guys can decide for yourself.
The instruments that I'm working with in my laboratory, they control this energy, scalar light. It's the energy, the natural energy of the sun. And in so doing, I am able to work with this energy in incredible capacity. So scalar energy has an incredible work capacity. It far exceeds the ability of electricity.
Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Wheel With It. And today I have set our guest a challenge to convert a skeptic. His name is Tom. How do you pronounce your Palladino?
Palladino, yes.
He is, I'll let him tell you what he does because I don't exactly understand it, but tell us about yourself, Tom, and we'll take it away.
Thanks for the invite. Thank you. My name's Tom Palladino. I am a researcher. I work with energy. It's known as zero-point energy or scalar energy. I'm in my laboratory and I want to demonstrate scalar energy, scalar light instruments.
If you're listening on audio, this might be a good time to go to our YouTube channel and go to the video because he's going to be showing some demonstrations. Okay, go ahead.
The instruments that I'm working with in my laboratory, they control this energy, scalar light. It's the energy, the natural energy of the sun. And in so doing, I am able to work with this energy in incredible capacity. So scalar energy has an incredible work capacity. It far exceeds the ability of electricity. Now, these instruments behind me are operating right now, and I will demonstrate to your audience how scalar energy fills my laboratory. The energy is now pulsing from this instrument. I'm going to hold in my hand a light bulb.
Okay. If you're listening on audio in the car, he's got a red light bulb in his hand.
When I pass a light bulb close to the instrument, the light bulb illuminates.
He's passing it close to some instrument that I can't really see, and now it's lighting up. That's so cool. Okay.
This is the free energy that scalar energy, the energy of the sun, allows us to harness.
That is amazing. That was cool.
So with this energy, this free energy, I'm able to work with people by way of their quantum field, by way of their energy field. So this has a quantum health avenue. This has a quantum health aspect about it. Now, what do I mean by that? When I work with people with these instruments, I don't work with people in a biological sense. I work with a force field. I only work with photographs. This is my photograph. And I would place...
He's holding up a picture of himself for the people listening on audio.
If I were to place this photograph inside the instrument, my photograph would receive the energy, the natural energy of the sun and the stars. It's very powerful. Let me demonstrate how powerful that light is. The light of the sun, the stars, will download into my photograph. Here's another example.
Okay, he's shining a light on the picture.
Once again, if this energy is so powerful, it can illuminate a light bulb in my hand. That's the type of energy downloading into my photograph.
Okay. And how do you know if it worked, if it downloaded?
It follows the laws of science, so it always works. And then the upshot is the result. How do people feel? The outcome, the upshot. So we have to rely upon people as to how they feel and to share their testimony with us. Why? Because this has never been done before. These instruments are unique. Nobody's ever been able to duplicate my work. And on account of the fact my work has never been duplicated, then it is indeed something that we have to explore. Science will have to either prove or disprove my work.
So are you hoping to get a scientific study done?
It would be nice, but the drawback is nobody has this type of technology. It's unique technology. So somebody's going to have to reinvent this technology and prove or disprove my instruments.
I don't ask this in like a rude way or anything, but how did you come about acquiring this if it's so unique?
God gave me the wisdom. That's the answer. Only God could have given me the wisdom, the knowledge to do this.
Did you make the machine or?
Yeah, they're custom built. They're custom built.
Okay, who built them?
The original inventor was a man by the name of Galen Hieronymus, an American inventor. And since then, I've taken his work and I've worked with other engineers, and we have perfected the work of this inventor, Galen Hieronymus. So that's the.
Will you put that name in the chat or spell that name for us or something?
Okay. I will. I'll put that in the chat right now.
And for those of you watching and listening, we'll have a link in the description/show notes.
Now, in practice, what do I do with this instrument? Now, keep in mind, I only work with photographs because it's a different type of energy. It's not a chemical process. If I wanted to look at a bacterium and eradicate a bacterium, I would use a photograph of a bacterium. This is a photograph of Streptococcus mutans.
Okay.
And I could match
the Streptococcus
mutans. And I could match that up with my photograph inside the instrument. These two photographs would communicate with one another. Now, keep in mind, it's not my interpretation. The photographs interpret for one another. The community.
So for those of you listening on audio, he's got the strip photograph on top of his, and he's holding them both in his hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And by placing these two photographs inside the instrument, it's a scalar energy connection, a scalar energy communication. So that bacterium, Streptococcus mutans, communicates with my photograph. It's all about communication.
Okay, and what kind of testimonials did you get from people?
Our website has 4,000 testimonies.
Okay.
And that's a sign and indication that this works, that people are happy. Now, as a new science, it has to be defined still. What are they experiencing? I've done my best to categorize their experiences or to at least share their testimonies. But this certainly is not Newtonian physics. This is certainly not medical science. So we have to have a new way of interpreting wellness, what I call quantum wellness, which is energy wellness, energetic wellness.
Okay. And I'm looking up scalar energy right now. And there are a few things on Google about it. I didn't expect there to be that much. There is even a scientific paper written in 2021. We'll put that in the show notes if people want to look at that. Okay, I have some research to do. I didn't know that this was like an emerging field. How do you hope that this stuff can be used?
I want to benefit mankind. The fact that I can work outside of physical matter and all I need is a photograph, to answer your question, I want to heal the world energetically through their photograph. One photograph or a collage of photographs. This instrument can work with millions of photographs simultaneously. So this is a quantum healing upon the photograph, which is a force field. It's not a biological field. And in so doing, we can heal people around the world through their photograph.
Okay, I'm reading the definition of scalar energy, and it says mass and scalar energy are quantities, and this is from grc.nasa.gov. While momentum is vector quantity, the result in a coupled set of equations called the Navier-Stokes equations, which describe how fluids behave when subjected to external forces.
That's true of Newtonian physics. That's not true with what I'm doing. All of my work is non-physical. So many of the definitions and many of the comparisons that you read on the internet are not pursuant to my work. My work is unique. It's never been it's never been duplicated.
So what do you hope to accomplish or achieve in your career?
I want to introduce this new way of living. If I can take a light bulb and energize a light bulb, that's free energy. I want to give to the world free energy.
Are you for mental health stuff or physical health stuff or what?
For quantum health. It's a new science, and it does not involve physical reality. It involves information. I send information into a person, into their information field. Now, I'm going to give you a for instance. 100 years ago, if we wanted to have a conversation, we'd have to meet with one another vis-a-vis, face-to-face.
Okay.
Now we have a conversation through video, correct?
Yeah.
Obviously, you're not in my computer. I'm not in your computer. We're having an information. This is informational science. We're having an exchange of information. Likewise, scalar energy is a new science in which we can share information by a photograph.
Are there any other people like attempting to do this, or?
I think they're trying, but I don't know of any public success. Nobody's ever mentioned that in a public forum. I've mentioned that in various public forums.
Okay, I'm going to Google scalar energy with photographs. I'm learning as we go, literally. So what else have you been up to? Is this like your day job, or is this
This is my calling. This is all I do. This is my calling. And I believe it's time well spent, because this science will eventually help mankind significantly.
How did you get into this?
I saw the merit. I saw the potential here. Anytime you can work with free energy and you can lift that encumbrance upon mankind, free, clean, natural energy, that offers mankind the prospect of great hope.
And that's
what I look forward to.
I am so excited to try a free session with you, honestly, because I want to see if it works. What do you say to the skeptics like me who say, this doesn't work, this is a bunch of BS?
It's not BS on account of the fact that I follow the laws of science. The laws of science are immutable. You cannot change the laws of science. Now, that's why I present to the audience my laboratory. These are engineered scientific instruments. Now, the reason people have never heard of this before, it is new, but my work is groundbreaking. It's unprecedented. Nobody has duplicated my work. The only way I can get my message out there is by an audience like this, a podcast audience.
What other podcasts have you been on?
Oh, probably 300 or 400 podcasts at least throughout the world.
Has the reception been okay?
Very good. Excellent.
And I'm sorry if I am a little skeptical, but you seem like a nice guy. How did you get into this?
It was the hand of God. God wanted me to pursue this. If I can show that this is free energy, then not only is God glorified, but mankind is benefited.
So it could be a replacement for all these medications and stuff people are putting on. Yeah.
This is the easy way to look at a germ, a pathogen, and to bring a pathogen to a state of chaos. That's what I do.
Okay, can it be used for mental health as well?
Yes, if this energy is so strong that it can illuminate a light bulb, then it also illuminates the mind. It has a profound impact on the brain waves. So the point that I'm making is, yes, this is probably going to be the, if you will, the new era of working with mental health, psychological health through information, through energy.
That is going to be amazing if it works. I hope it works. I am so excited to schedule a free session with you. Can you tell your audience where they can do that?
The website.
Our audience, I'm sorry.
The website is scalarlight.com, S-C-A-L-A-R, scalarlight.com. Anybody in the world can upload their photograph. We'll treat anybody in the world for free for 15 days.
Okay. Can you put that in the chat for me so that I have it so I can put it in the show notes?
Okay. There you go. It's in chat right now. Thank you.
Can you all, where can people follow you on social media? And can you also put those links in the chat? Handle and I can.
Go to the website. At the bottom of the website are all of our social media channels.
So you folks do that. And where can folks learn more about this? And what's the biggest misconception about this?
Our website has over 300 articles. Read the 300 articles that I've written about scalar energy. And then the misconception. Now, a lot of people say this is too good to be true, because they're trying to compare scalar energy to electricity. It's not electricity. That's the apple and the orange. So the skepticism is the fact that people are, if you will, versed in electricity and magnetism. This is entirely different.
What is the main difference?
This is free energy, whereas electricity is difficult to harness.
What is free energy? I should have asked you that before.
It's the energy from the sun. Scalar energy is the very energy that powers the sun and the stars. This is the life force energy of the universe. Scalar energy is the life force of everything.
Okay. And so do animals have scalar energy?
Of course, everything does. Scalar energy gives order out of chaos. Without scalar energy, the universe would be chaos. There'd be no order.
How can we better channel our energy?
You do it every day by thinking and praying. Think or pray, that you're channeling scalar energy.
Positive vibes. I love that. We could all agree on positive vibes. Anything else that you want to add before we get off here?
No. Thank you for this opportunity. I think the next step is for people to sign up for the 15-day session. This is enough for a short lesson. This is the first lesson. It should be short and to the point. Next is try the 15-day free sessions. You'll feel better. You'll feel probably a sense of euphoria. Most people feel a sense of euphoria when they try this energy.
What's involved in the free session?
All you have to do is email us a photograph. You can send in photographs of your pets also. Just a bust shot, just your face.
Okay.
You need a full body shot. And the age of the photograph doesn't matter.
Okay. I will be doing that. What can people expect to feel after they've been through this process?
Most people say it's a surge of energy. They feel better. It's a surge of energy. They're happier. And many people say that their dreams are much more vivid. They have actually a dream recall. So it seems to even help us in our sleep pattern.
So can people watch you do this?
Not really, because I'm so busy in my laboratory. I have so many photographs on my website showing the instruments. But if you will, I don't show my daily sessions.
Okay. So anything else you want to add as like a final thought before we get here?
Yeah, no, I appreciate your effort. I thank you for being open-minded. Now, the key moving forward is, how do people feel? You cannot measure this energy. Nobody's been able to prove or disprove my work. So the only thing we have to go on right now are testimonies. How do people feel? That's the key.
If you would like to get a free session, we will definitely be having those in the show notes. So those links in the show notes. So I know this was short and sweet, but thank you so much for being here, Tom. And we will see you guys next episode. Bye, guys.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed the show. Remember to follow the show and our guests on social media and subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast app using the links in the show notes. Please remember to rate and review us. See you next time.